Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Okay, my name's Jeff Bale. As Tony said, I'm the director of BK Data Limited. We're basically new kids on the block as far as invoice audit recovery is concerned, and there are some very big players in the market. Although we're new boys, we do actually have something like 25 years' experience of audit recovery in the traditional mould. And our new company, somebody said, is very much like Michael J. Fox, i.e. from a distance we look very young, but when you look closely, we're on the expensive side of 55. And it's quite true, because what we've done is come up with a system which actually hands back the process of you recovering your own money that's sitting in somebody else's bank account in a very effective way. And I'll get to that a bit later on. So what I'm going to do now is actually just deal with the problem and see whether or not you recognise any of the issues. For us, the issue really is about your money. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I was asked not to do a PowerPoint presentation. And because I think when Holly read that I was an ex-teacher, I did actually ask for a blackboard and some chalk, but that's all I managed to get. So this is what you're concerned about, because you do have a significant amount of money, which I suspect a lot of which is in somebody else's bank account. So I'm now going to write some rude words down just here. That's one, and that's another. Now, these are the banks for some of your suppliers. Now, your suppliers obviously send you invoices, and you pay the invoices, as you'd expect, which is really what the job of the AP department is concerned. But unfortunately, on some occasions, you pay the same invoice twice. Now, there's loads of reasons why that happens. And because of our experience over the last 15 years or so, we understand why they happen. Now, I did say you pay them twice. But in fact, I was only doing some data for one of our clients last week, and in fact, they paid the same invoice three times. And let me explain how that could happen. Invoice comes in, they paid it. But they paid it a bit late. They had a 30-day agreement with the supplier. They left it 35 days, so the supplier thought, oh, they haven't paid it yet. Perhaps they've lost the invoice. We'll fax them a copy of it. So the copy arrived. They then thought, oh, OK, we'll type that in. So they typed it in. There was a mistake made on part of the invoice number, and it was paid. And the supplier, being a very nice company, thought, oh, they paid us twice. So what they did was they issued them a credit note, which they then paid as an invoice. And so we've got three lots of money. And of course, I mean, that was for something like £57,000. These things happen, and they happen big time, and it's a numbers game. OK, so what are the numbers? What are we talking about? Well, we've got a lot of experience, not of the public sector. We've got experience of the private sector. But we, in fact, in the past, we have done some work with local authorities, but there was some interesting information from a recent audit from one of our West Country local authorities, I won't say which one, and they looked at their SAP implementation and what's been going on, and they found that in fact there was 4+ million in other people's bank accounts. And that's the truth of what can be happening. I'm not saying that's right across the board, but it is a numbers game. Mistakes will happen. And over the years, we estimate that if you look at the volume of invoicing that people process, probably 1 in 1,000 approximately might be paid in error. And the size doesn't matter, because it's not about the numbers, the amounts of the invoice. It's about, traditionally, the problem with why companies, when they issue invoices, Their invoice number is often some strange esoteric mix of numbers, letters, zeros, dashes, slashes, all sorts of stuff. And when people are typing stuff into computer systems, they make mistakes. So that's exactly what's going on. So it's a big issue. Now, what can you do about it? Well, traditionally, there's two ways. You can call in an external recovery company. And there's loads of them, some big, really big companies, biggest one obviously in the States and the UK, PRG, PRGX, etc., Connolly's, etc., etc. Their job is to come to you, you give them 5 years' worth of data, because you can't go back beyond 6 years, but five years' worth of your accounts payable data, and they will process that and they will look for potential duplicates, and they'll come up with a shed load of stuff, and then they will send a team in, and they will go through your SAP system, whatever it is you're using, and they will verify that, they will contact the suppliers, and they will get some of that money back. That's fine, and it works, and it's been going on for years. Now, there are drawbacks. We used to do this. The main drawback with this is that it's a costly exercise for the company to do that, because they're paying people to come in on a risky basis, because they don't know if you've, how much you, what sort of size of error you've got. So they'll come in, and when their costs start to exceed the recovery rate, they go away, and then they give you a bill. And in the old days, when we were working on this way back in the 2001, 2002, we were often getting 30% of recoveries, which was very nice business. But times are changing. People have been experiencing an audit recovery, and they think, well, crikey, they said to us it's not going to cost us anything. And they get a bill for £500,000 or plus. I mean, in some cases, much more than that. In the case of that local authority, 30% of £4.5 million, not to be sneezed at. So there are problems with this. Now, we used to run that sort of business, and we decided to actually cut to the chase. What we're good at is doing the data analysis, so that's what we do. The other way to do it is the DIY version, and you can go out and buy software tools. Fiscal Technology will send you, will sell you something. There's ACL if you know how to program that. There's a whole range of tools. But the question is, do you have people who know how to do it and know how to do it effectively? And could they be doing something else? Call in the guys who know what they're doing. So there is a third way. Sorry about that, but there is a third way. And that's our product there. It's called App for AP. It's an application for accounts payable recoveries. And the idea with it is that we process the data and the results are put onto an interactive website, and then you can get back the recoveries yourself. And we've invested a lot of time and experience in honing down those duplicate analyses so that we try and get to the focus of what you can really recover. Now, along with that, we've obviously got that historical analysis of what's taken place in the past. But for a lot of companies and local authorities, the problem is an ongoing problem. So it's not going to suddenly stop. So our system allows you to upload data perhaps on a monthly basis, depending on volume, and the system processes that and it creates a series of reports to say, hey, before you pay this, have a look and see if, you know, you might have paid it already. So that's what we call our continuous monitoring system, and that's fairly unique. Now, along with that, we have a series of tools. They're all online. It's a web-based multi-user license system, and the tools allow you to monitor the recovery process. So if you flag up a potential invoice, then obviously you can verify that on your systems, contact the supplier, and then there's a system of recording the status at which a potential invoice goes through until it's finally recovered, you've got the money back. And so there's, if you like, a back office system that allows you to oversee exactly what's happening on a continuous basis. Now, being an ex-teacher, I'm quite keen on people learning things, and what's built into it is a method whereby you can actually learn why you're making those sorts of mistakes. So if a duplicate comes in, the system can flag why that mistake was made. And there's lots of different reasons. They're built in, so you just choose the option that's appropriate for that potential duplicate. And over time, obviously, you'll get an analysis of where those sorts of mistakes are making. Now, a lot of them could be not even your problem. They could well be that you're getting dodgy data in for suppliers. It's not always within your AP department that mistakes are being made. There are a number of companies who seem to regularly double invoice for some reason. We don't know why, and we won't actually go, you know, we won't delve into what's going on there, but they do. And in the States, they're much more advanced on this sort of thing than we are, because they build in a whole series of fraud analysis into this, because they're looking for the reasons why people are double invoicing, sometimes where that money is going, etc., can go into different accounts, and there could also be internal fraud within your department where people are actually making up invoices that appear to be for another company and paying them into Granny's bank account. Okay, built on the end of that, of the App for AP system, is a contracts management system as well, because one of the things we found out with some of our clients is that they continue paying our system flagged up continuous monthly payments that seemed to go on for 4 or 5 years. And we flagged this up and they looked into it and they realised they're continually paying a contract after the contracts had finished. Nobody was actually checking that. And so we built in a contract system which has basically got a countdown to the end of contract. And if duplicates appear in our App for AP system, a button appears that you can click it and it shows you the contract details for that particular client as well. At the same time, the system has got the ability to link in with your, if you scan invoices to have a copy of the originals, then our system, when it flags up a duplicate, there's a button there and it can show you that actual paper-based invoice that you can actually, well, the scan of the invoice that you can check against. So that's really App for AP. It's a different way of approaching an ongoing problem. And we decided the key thing to do with it is to hand it back to the people. And that's what we've done. Okay, that's me done, Tony. Do you want me to field some questions?
If you'd like to.
Well, I'm happy to, if anybody would like to ask me anything.
Hang on, wait for the microphone.
Hi. So can I just ask you, how much does the package cost then?
Well, the cost of the package is an ongoing licence, because obviously there's historical bits, so we do that, and then going forward, there's a licence to use it each year, and it's based on volume value, basically. So the beauty of it is, because we don't have massive overheads with people going in to analyse your data, then we can offer it to smaller-sized companies. Traditionally, audit recovery companies aren't interested if your turnover's below 100 million. But we can go much smaller than that because we don't have overheads. So I can't tell you exactly unless you tell me exactly what your AP turnover is on an annual basis. But I can do that in private. Okay. Anybody else?
Another question?
Okay, well, let me... No, well, I can, again, use the chair's prerogative. This sounds... a brilliant and good idea, and so the temptation to ask is, do you find, therefore, is it such a good idea that, I mean, are people flocking to it?
Well, we've been going a year, and I'd like to say that the answer to that is yes. The problem with selling this sort of product is obviously you need to talk to people at the top level. It's no good starting at the bottom trying to do that. So we try and just talk to people at FD level. We've got a fantastic online demo system, and when people see it, they want it, because it's just like a bit of a no-brainer, really. Why wouldn't you want to get your money back? And we also offer a service where if people are sceptical about whether or not they actually do make duplicate payments, we will take perhaps a six-month or one-year snapshot of data, and we will run it and give you the demo with your own data in it. And that's always a very good way of closing the deal.
And given that it's an IT-based way of doing it, I mean, and it's obviously status modern, how far would it allow those using it to analyse the reasons for their mistakes? I mean, does it? Can you read information back out of it rather
yes.
than just...
Yes, in the back office, there's a whole series of reporting systems. So as a duplicate is recovered and the reason why it was made is recorded, yep. It starts adding it. So there's a series of graphs and it tots them all up and says, you know, sort of agent 23 is making loads of typos, get them on a training course. Well, it doesn't say that exactly, but it's fairly obvious the sorts of things that you need to be doing to address the sorts of issues that it throws up. And so, yeah, there is a lot of reporting. And the interesting thing is that, of course, we've got 5 years of all your invoices going back. So if you want to know who your key suppliers are by value, by volume, what your average invoice sizes are, who's giving you loads of invoices of small value, so you can actually say to them, hey, stop invoicing us on a daily basis, you know, send us one every quarter, save some big money there. There's lots and lots of spin-offs because the data's in there. So, yeah, it's got lots of reporting facilities as well.
Okay. All right, well, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.